Welcome to AMA Edgewise. I'm Dave Summers. AMA Edgewise is brought to you by the American Management Association. Robbie Voorhaus is an internationally recognized management consultant and life coach focusing on transformational leadership, corporate and crisis communications, legacy PR, social and new media, reputation management, and media relations strategy. He's the principal of Voorhaus Communications Incorporated, a PR media corporate and crisis communications consultancy that he founded in 1989, providing senior and executive level analysis, counsel, strategy, brand integrity, and operational support in the area of corporate communications, public relations, crisis and reputation management, public policy, and other initiatives, along with legacy public and media relations and crisis training. Now, this has become a huge issue. Recently, there are very personal stories, but there are corporate stories to tell as well. Robbie, welcome to Edgewise.
Thank you, Dave. It's good to be here.
I just want to mention here that you also appear frequently as a commentator on reputation management, public opinion, and current events for ABC News, Fox News, The Wall Street Journal, New York Times. Also, you write for the Sag Harbor Express. You have a column called Our Town.
That's right. Also, I blog on the Huffington Post, if you'd like to look for me there.
And what's your website?
www.robbievoorhaus, RobbieVoorhaus.com.
Okay. To begin with, let's try to limit this conversation to storytelling as it relates to a problem or to a crisis. The Tiger Woods scandal isn't so long ago. Tiger isn't just a person, he's a brand.
That's right.
There are historical stories about monstrous corporate failures that, if I'm given to understand your direction, could have been handled better with storytelling and communications, the Exxon Valdez or Union Carbide in India. And we may be facing almost a little bit of that right now in the post-Haitian earthquake scenario, the best way to communicate there properly. Why don't we just start talking about the importance of storytelling as it relates to crisis management or a problem situation?
The thing about storytelling that's so compelling is there have been literally hundreds of thousands of cultures, all of them having their own language. The one thing that has been the common thread, the only thing, is storytelling. And that's because, as human beings, the only way that we can really communicate an idea, thought, a belief system is through stories. We don't have the capacity yet to use ESP, and we can't read other people's minds. So the way we can understand what other people are thinking and or feeling is through stories. And every story is essentially the same. Most people don't realize that a story is simply about a journey, and it's about going from an ordinary world into some extraordinary world.
This is the hero's journey. The myth of the hero.
Joseph Campbell, a hero with a thousand faces.
Right, the universal story.
Well, we all have a universal story. If you think about it, for us to have come from nothing, to have been germinated as a seed, to have taken 9 months approximately to be born, and then have ourselves in this new world, and now what do we do with it? The belief system is different in many cultures as to what happens after we die. But truly, we've all experienced birth. We've all experienced this incredible journey, this passage of time, this transformational process. You know, Alfred Hitchcock said movies are nothing but real life with the boring parts cut out. The question really becomes, we want to have meaning to our lives and be able to express our truth. We do that through story. Storytellers throughout time have known that socially. They've known it in terms of religion. It's only in the last 20 years that businesses, leaders are beginning to understand the value, the power in telling a story. I think the Red Cross is doing a magnificent job in showing the world without saying a word. All you need to do is show some video of a building that's collapsed, some people who have lost their limbs, and then at the same time show a video of a newborn baby that's been born in this. There's your story.
Right.
All wrapped up together. The hero's journey is really compelling, Dave, because we're all heroes. The hero in any story is the person who learns the most. In great storytelling, there are two characters. There's the protagonist and the hero. if you're a really, really good storyteller, you separate those.
Hmm. Can you give us an example of that?
Well, sure. In the movie When Harry Met Sally, we identify with the protagonist, Sally, but Billy Crystal is the one who learns the most, and he's the hero of the story. That's always the person who has to make a decision at the beginning, goes on this journey, and comes back at the end changed. And then there are different genres. There are different endings. Is it a successful passage but a down ending? Is it unsuccessful but up?
There are very clever uses of that. Many times, the person that is positioned as the hero becomes the inkblot test for who rises up to be the true hero, the person who makes a revelation about that character you thought was going to be the hero.
I'm reminded
of Rain Man, where Dustin Hoffman won this Academy Award, but the true hero of the story was Tom Cruise.
That's right.
Who comes to understand a great deal about himself.
And the wonderful thing about that Dustin Hoffman character is was such great storytelling. That's who we identified with.
Right.
We were able to identify with a savant because we all feel broken, wounded in some way. It's the people in leadership and business who are able to recognize and feel comfortable enough with their weaknesses, with their flaws, who can use those to say, hey, I'm a normal human being on a mission. I believe that an entrepreneur or a leader is someone who has a vision and then creates an organization to achieve that so that we all go along on that journey.
Exactly.
But even in the movie The Matrix, the Oracle, if you remember the woman, was flawed in that she was a chain smoker. Who would think that the Oracle would be an African-American woman who chain smokes?
Right. Okay. We've established the power and the universality of storytelling. Let's talk about storytelling as it applies to a business context.
Sure.
Entrepreneurs have their powerful stories.
Right.
But what about corporations themselves and the people who not only run them but work there? How important is the company story to these people, and why is it important that they learn it and know it?
Every company has a soul. Every company has a reason for being. If they didn't, then they wouldn't be in business. And when I say a soul, it stands for something. It has a purpose, but it also serves a purpose. It affects a lot of people's lives. And the universe changes because of a business.
Right.
And there are many audiences. We always think, let's tell our story to the people we want to buy our product or service. Yet there are so many more people who are interested or who are affected by your business. Your local community, the federal community, the larger.
Okay. Can you explain what you mean by that?
If, for example, you're in India, you could be in Mumbai. Your business affects the local community.
Sure.
And then on a greater scale, it could be a symbol of what's great about India. Well, how do you do that? What you need to do is to understand what's your reason for being, what do we stand for, and what are we trying to accomplish? How in the best of times or the worst of times will our business help sustain the people we're involved with? That's a great story.
Right. What's missing from most corporate stories you hear? Could be somebody on the web or a commercial or a promo video you've seen or even hearing a CEO speak.
Most corporate stories tell us what the company does. Look at a light bulb. They describe the bulb. The great companies that tell great stories describe the light. They're the light, not the bulb.
Yeah.
What's missing is really ignoring yourself and asking the question, who do we serve? What do we stand for? What's our purpose?
Right.
A lot of leaders will say, well, this story isn't about me. Yet it is. Why be a leader if you're not going to set the agenda, the vision?
Exactly.
So many of my clients are leaders who are great. They're MBAs or they've come this long way. Yet there's this inherent insecurity. They don't feel they have the right or the gift that they should tell their story. Yet everyone is clamoring for that leader to tell the company's story and tell us why we should care.
Right. An important part of storytelling is knowing your audience.
That's right.
Can you talk a little bit more about that?
It's really important to know, what do you stand for? That's the controlling idea. Then the audience, you have to know, who are you talking to? How do they want to hear the story? So if you're talking to elderly women versus Hindus, versus Muslims, versus Jews, versus teens, you can still have a story that says, we're about making the earth a better place. and be able to tell it to each one of those audiences in a way that it's interesting to their life.
Right.
A lot of companies make a huge mistake and they write one press release and then they just send it out. And it's really then left up to everyone else to interpret it as to what it means for them. Great storytelling means you're willing to take the time to craft different stories in press releases or through your blog or on the web to reach specific audiences so that they go, aha. You really want an emotional reaction because all great stories end with a, oh, I get it.
Oh, yes.
James Cameron just came out with Avatar, and it's doing incredibly well. One of the reasons Cameron is such a magnificent storyteller is in the beginning when he tried to get the money for Aliens, it was very, very hard until he said, wait a minute, I want to make a movie about Jaws on a spaceship. And then with Titanic, he was again having the same problem. And one of his friends in my business reminded him, wait a minute, remember what you did with Aliens? And he said, right, I want to make Romeo and Juliet on a sinking ship. He got the money.
Exactly.
And that's the ability to distill your story to common elements so people get it and go, I got it.
Right. Some people would argue that storytelling is passive in nature from the standpoint of the person listening. Talk about the importance of active participation, making storytelling more of an active art than a passive art.
That's one of the reasons the social web now, the social media is so important. Because for so long, for example, with advertising, you could truly entertain. Someone would say, who was that ad for? And you would go, I don't remember.
Right.
Because it's monologue based. True storytelling is dialogue based. Even in a movie, although it doesn't matter if the audience claps or not, what you want is for the audience to feel.
Right.
In a play, you want to hear them clap.
Absolutely.
It's the same in business. You want to see your phones lighting up, your emails increasing.
Right, exactly.
And leaders forget that great storytelling is wonderful for recruiting.
Robbie, I have this feeling a lot of people overproduce their stories. Should storytelling be simplified?
It depends on who the audience is, and it depends on the medium. If you're on MTV, it's pretty raw. The audience can get it.
Yeah.
If you look at Avatar, which is so rich and such a deep movie, on every level, there's an attention to detail. So it really goes to what is your story? Who is your audience? And how are people telling that story within the field? In other words, storytelling is still competitive. You still need to compete for people's attention. We only have 24 hours in a day. We can only hear so many stories. So the people who are able to simplify the story so that people get it immediately, those are the people who win.
Yeah. There was a quote, basically the quote I'm paraphrasing was, in these days of information abundance and overabundance, the only true scarcity is the human attention span.
That's true. And yet today, where we say we don't have any time, why are we so compelled? How much time do we spend on our Blackberries or our iPhones or Facebook?
Right.
Why? Because it's a connection. And because there's instant gratification and there are people there who love us and care for us who we're connected to. I do want to say one thing, though. The biggest challenge for people who do what I do is when you say you help leaders and businesses and governments tell their story. Storytelling still, for many leaders, has this image of childishness.
Exactly.
But corporate communications, which is the same thing, and of course that's what we do. Now you can help me. Crisis communications, reputation management, help us with that. It's all storytelling.
It's all storytelling. Why is feedback so important?
Can you imagine you and I come up with an idea for a play, and the theme is love never dies.
Right.
But let's make this a goofy comedy. So now we've got our theme, now we've got our genre, now we come up with our characters, and we start to build it. And within 5 minutes, somehow we're able to get it on the stage. We get it on Broadway.
Okay.
We haven't rehearsed it. There's no feedback. And at every part we think is funny, people start to cry.
Right.
And at the things that we think are really moving the story along, people are just sitting there. If we were to have taken the time and rehearsed it, put it in previews, tweaked it because we know what the story is about and we know what we want to do, we can say, wait a minute, they didn't laugh there. What if we try this? Well, it's the same in business. We write a release. We go out with a speech. We go to a conference. but we don't test it.
Mm-hmm.
So all of a sudden we come back and say, people didn't like the product.
How do you test it?
You test it on your internal audiences. You test it on your vendors. You test it on your leadership team, on your board. There are enough people within your community, going back to the audience, mm-hmm. to say, this is what we're trying to say. Does it resonate for you?
Absolutely. I have a question about that. Do you think storytelling has to be a personal type of thing to make a connection, or is it possible for a committee to generate a good story?
Oh, absolutely. The United States has a story. China has a story. Barack Obama has a story, and his administration has a story. Anyone or anything that stands for something that involves other people. There's personal relationships. You stand for something in your family. Somebody else stands for something in their family. We all play our roles. We all are looked at for certain things. But in public, we have public relationships.
Right.
The AMA has a story, mm-hmm. and it needs to have a unified story. Microsoft needs to have a unified story. Apple has a unified story. And if you were to ask people, for example, what's Apple's story? It's all about fun.
Yeah.
When you go to an Apple store, there's the Genius Bar.
Right.
The people at Apple know they want it to be about the experience. You're not going to get that from Dell and Gateway. You're going to get something else.
Uh-huh. Sure.
One of the reasons brands start to fail is they focus more on what they do mm-hmm. versus what they stand for and how people mm-hmm. see them.
Are there any untold stories?
Yes. Every person, every business, every organization has a wonderful story to tell. The company that is going to cure AIDS, the company that's going to produce the new iPhone, the company that's going to serve world hunger, the person that's going to step up and create a symphony that we haven't heard before. And all they need to do is recognize that every story is about a journey. How we take that journey, what we learn on that journey, and what that journey means to us. Every story has yet to be told.
We've been speaking to Robbie Voorhaus, internationally recognized management consultant, life coach, and master storyteller. Robbie, thanks for being with us on Edgewise.
Oh, it's a pleasure, Dave. Thank you.
AMA webcasts bring you 60 minutes of thought-provoking insight, specific answers to your management challenges, and conversations with renowned thought leaders. Best of all, they're all free. For a complete schedule of upcoming webcasts, visit the events calendar at amanet.org/events. Thanks for taking us along. I'm Dave Summers, and you've been listening to AMA's Edgewise.